Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Although the regular news media has not told you, did you know that since the end of April, all four major U.S. stock indices are down? From the end of April to noon yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, Standard & Poor's 500, NASDAQ, and Russell 2000 indices were all down from more than 1% to over 3%. Did you also know that over the same 18 weeks, the price of gold had jumped more than 20% and silver soared more than 28%? Even platinum was up more than 7% and palladium rose more than 11%. As I explained in my writings and radio commentaries, the reasons why gold and silver are clobbering the performance of U.S. stock indices is major shortages of physical gold and silver in the New York and London markets. These supply shortages cannot be remedied in the short term, and not until prices are far higher than they are today. In my judgment, the way that gold and silver prices have far outperformed major U.S. stock indices for the past 4 months is just an appetizer for even greater price gains before the end of this year. So why haven't your financial advisors and stockbrokers told you about gold and silver's recent stellar performance? That's easy to answer. If investors purchase and hold bullion price physical gold and silver as a form of wealth insurance, that means they will allocate fewer assets to stocks and bonds. If investors do so, that means the trading commissions earned by stockbrokers declines. In my mind, that is the number one reason that brokers don't want to discuss physical precious metals. A prudent investment portfolio is diversified. It holds stocks, bonds, cash, and a portion in tangible hard assets, such as bullion price physical gold and silver. In years past, we considered a 5 to 10% allocation of total investments into physical gold and silver was sufficient. In today's troubled markets and political environment, we consider an allocation of 10 to 20% to physical gold and silver to be prudent. Are you prepared for the future? That's it for now. Come back Friday for another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.